Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Blackhawks get win number 20 on the season, the first game during the second half of their schedule. It was hard-earned on this Saturday night on the road, but the Blackhawks now have picked up three victories in the three games against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, needing overtime or a shootout in two of those three. Again, 2-1 the official final. Here's how it happened with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Most of this game was played with a 1-0 score. The Blackhawks got that one goal that carried through much of regulation 5 minutes, 45 seconds into the first period. Altrichter motors back out to center. Altrichter trying to step around Shelberg and rolls the puck into the corner on the left wing side. Gets behind the Rough Rider net, centers, and Waterloo scores. It's Gavin Thorsson from point blank range at the top of the crease. Here come the Hawks as Altrichter sets up Thorsson for the game's first goal. 5:45 into the opening period. The goal for Thorsson, his eighth of the season, set up from behind the net by Altrichter. Not a second assist credited, but there should be one to John Mustard because he helped the Hawks create the breakout from the defensive zone. Waterloo up 1-0. Then things went a little crazy with penalty after penalty after penalty in the first period. Very little time from the middle stages of the first to the end of the period played. 5-on-5. There were power plays. There were offsetting penalties called. 4-on-4 time. At one point, we got down to a 4-on-3 power play look for the Rough Riders. But no change in the score with all that special teams time. Things cooled somewhat in the second, not much, but there was not as many penalties called, and the game continued still with no change in score through the second and ultimately on to the third and into the late stages of the third before the Rough Riders got the equalizer. Amin Hajibi was along the left wing boards, got the puck inside the Hawk line, got it across the slot with a pass to Zach Sharp. He fired it up over the left shoulder of Jack Spicer just under the crossbar to tie the game at 16:17 of the third period. So 3 minutes and 43 seconds left when Sharp tied it up. Both teams had some looks during the late minutes of regulation to try to break the tie. The Rough Riders had more possession early in the overtime as they tried to pick up the win during the extra frame. The Blackhawks had a few more chances and more possession late, but no change in the score still, and so the game went on into a shootout with Jakub Altrichter getting the first assignment. Altrichter picks up the puck, and he'll start to his right. He'll come from right to left across the slot on his forehand stick, handles and tries a backhander and scores, and Jakub Altrichter has given the Blackhawks a 1-0 edge in the first half of the first shootout round. Altrichter doing what he did in the previous shootout against Norton, getting a puck that was able to find its way home, and in this case, gave the Hawks an edge early in the shootout. Jack Spicer came out to challenge Landon Resendez on his shootout try. Resendez missed the net as a result. Gavin Lindbergh could not put in a low chance through the pads of Cedar Rapids netminder James Norton, so it went to the Cedar Rapids half of the second round in the shootout, and Joel Shelberg looked like he might have beaten Jack Spicer. The puck was sent toward the net, and Spicer came up with something miraculous. Shelberg, 0-for-1 in shootouts. Shelberg had the puck hop up on edge. He settles it, now slows, comes up the ice, takes a shot. Spicer, did he keep it out? He did! Spicer had the puck hop up over his shoulder. He kicked out his leg to keep the puck out of the net somehow. A miraculous save for Jack Spicer. Spicer, an amazing save on Joel Shelberg, and that gave the Hawks a chance to clinch it with Gavin Thorsson getting the Hawks' third shootout attempt. If Thorsson scores, this one's over. Thorsson had the only Hawks goal in regulation. He comes through the right circle, stick handles and shoots and scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! Waterloo over the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders in a shootout by the final of 2-1. Gavin Thorsson got the goal in the first period. The Hawks led most of the way on that score. Couldn't hold the lead to the end, but Thorsson wins it for Waterloo. Gavin Thorsson with the shootout clincher, officially the shootout winner to Altrichter, but Thorsson helped to seal it. So Waterloo picks up the win in shootout fashion, 0-for-5 on the power play tonight, but the Rough Riders also 0-for-5 on their power play tries. In the end, the Blackhawks were outshot by the Rough Riders 25-24. However, Jack Spicer gets the win. He made 24 saves to earn it, and another overtime loss to James Norton despite 23 saves. Norton has not lost in regulation during his five USHL appearances, but he has two shootout losses, both of them at the hands of the Blackhawks. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Check out Ted's selection of WeatherTech floor mats, phone holders, and hitch-mounted bump steps. WeatherTech products are made in the USA and great for any driver. They're available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. One more note, the Blackhawks did this tonight largely without Matt Smaby on the bench, because in that string of penalties that were assessed in the middle stages of the opening period, Matt Smaby was given a game misconduct after he was unhappy with a call where there were offsetting penalties, as Miles Hillman was called for roughing in a situation where he'd had his helmet knocked off and still had his gloves on. Kaysen Musket had dropped his gloves, and we'd have to assume was at least somewhat responsible for Hillman's helmet being knocked off. So the Hawks getting the win, with Brett Olson and C.J. Eich managing the bench for much of the night in relief of Hawks head coach Matt Smaby.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.